the education, moral and intellectual, of every individual must be chiefly his own work. Rely upon it that the ancients were right. Both in morals and intellect, we give the final shape to our characters, and thus become emphatically the architects of our own fortune. How else could it happen that young men who have had precisely the same opportunities should be continually presenting us with such different results, and rushing to such opposite destinies? Difference of talent will not solve it, because that difference is very often in favor of the disappointed candidate. You will see, issuing from the walls of the same college, nay, sometimes from the bosom of the same family, two young men, of whom one will be admitted to be a genius of high order, the other scarcely above the point of mediocrity. Yet you will see the genius sinking and perishing in poverty, obscurity, and wretchedness, while on the other hand you will observe the mediocre plodding his slow but sure way up the hill of life, gaining steadfast footing at every step, and mounting at length to eminence and distinction, an ornament to his family, a blessing to his country. Now, whose work is this? Manifestly their own. They are the architects of their respective fortunes.